delicious. You know, that's my second favorite treat.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, well, well. Two lovebirds are at it again.
Rudy, get out.
I don't have to. It's a free world and a free kitchen. Come on, Theo. Let her stay. Yeah, Theo. Can't you control yourself for 1 minute?
All right, Rudy, you can stay. Just cool out.
Okay. What's that I smell?
We're making chocolate mousse.
No, it's not the mousse. I smell Dad's cologne. Any left in the bottle?
I think Theo smells very nice.
Thank you, Justine.
Ow! He hit me!
Yeah, stop tormenting your little sister.
Come on, I'm not doing anything.
Rudy, I have a big brother, too, and I know what a pain they can be.
You said it. Need some help?
I'd be delighted. Excuse us.
Excuse me.
Oh, come on, you guys. I'm serious.
Thank
come
you.
On.
Yes, we are.
Here we go. Can't believe it. Trying to be alone with my girlfriend. Look, I got to put up with it. Justine and I trying to have a little bit of privacy. Rudy gonna come in and start messing up things. Justine and I never get to be alone because there are always people wherever we go. Dad, if we are in a subway car that's half full, that's the most alone we get.
If you're looking for any sympathy from me, you're looking at the wrong person. You're looking at a man who has been alone approximately 1.5 hours since 1963. Now, if you want to be alone with Justine, I would suggest that you get a job, buy a house, get married, and have no children.
All I'm asking is to be alone with Justine for a little while.
You want to be alone with Justine?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give this to you once. Your mother and I used to do this all the time. Go to a bad movie. Not just a bad movie, but a bad foreign movie with subtitles. Woo-hoo. Nobody in that theater, Jack. No, I mean, a bad movie where they have a lot of fog, you know, people walking around in the fog, and the men cry. You take it to that, you'll be alone. And you'll find even the candy counter is self-service.
I think I found our bad foreign movie, The Death Sonata, in Swedish with subtitles. Nobody's gonna be there.
Perfect. But it started a half hour ago. When's the next showing?
5 hours from now. Justine, why can't we just send your roommate out someplace?
No, Dolores broke her foot and her legs in the cast.
Great. Justine! Hey, Dolores! Looks like you're up and about. Going somewhere?
No. I was supposed to work the alumni reception today. They need a waitress. It pays $75 plus tips. Do you want it?
Oh, I can't. Theo and I are going out.
Hey, Justine, go ahead if you want to. No problem.
You don't mind? I could really use the money.
Absolutely.
Thank
not.
You.
Oh, see, now look at you two. That's how a couple should be. Understanding, flexible, and all over each other.
I'll call you when I get home.
Bye, Theo. Thanks, Dolores.
See you later. So what were you two going to do?
We're going to see a 5.5-hour movie called The Death Sonata.
Oh, Bjorn Lundstrom. He's my favorite director. The last 2 hours of the movie, the screen is black. And all you hear is water dripping. It's deep.
Give it back. You think you can get away with that? Give me my chocolate. Do you hear me? Drop it now.
Sometimes, if you just hold this button a little longer... there you go. Here you go.
What did you do that for?
Isn't this what you wanted?
Chumping down calories is supposed to make me feel better? No, this makes me feel better. Only wish this was Randy Henley.
Oh, I know Randy. He's a theater major, right?
He is also my acting partner, with whom I'll be going down the tubes tomorrow in scene class because he can't rehearse. He had to work.
Well, that's too bad.
You're not a theater major, are you?
No, why?
I'd ask you to help me run lines.
Run them where?
Read them with me. Run through the scene.
Well, I'm not doing anything now.
Super. Let's do it. We'll have to share this script.
Okay.
Now, I'm Joan of Arc. You're the third Inquisitor. We'll start here. You want me to deny who I am, what I have been chosen to do. What I speak is the truth. It is all I have left, and if truth shall be my companion in the flames, so be it.
Stop your lies, you foolish girl.
I give you all of that, and you come back with, stop your lies, you foolish girl. Weren't you listening to me?
Well, no, I was waiting for my part to come.
Well, you have to listen to me, and then feel what you're saying. Again. And if truth shall be my companion in the flames, so be it.
Stop your lies! You foolish girl.
You're useless, hopeless. You're wasting my time.
I'm wasting your time? Look, I'm just trying to help you out. I didn't come ask you to run lines. You asked, you told me what to do, and all of a sudden I do it and it's wrong.
See, now, that's perfect.
What?
See, you're frustrated. You're upset. Draw from that. I'll give you your cue. And if truth shall be my companion in the flames, so be it.
Stop your lies. You foolish girl.
Better, much better.
Thank you.
I am afraid. I'm afraid of the heat. I'm afraid of the fire. I'm afraid of screaming out. I'm afraid of being alone.
Wow. You sound so real. That didn't sound anything like acting.
Really?
Yeah, it sounded like it was really happening. You know, the flame, the heat.
It did?
Yeah. I felt like, I don't know.
Well, tell me.
Like grabbing a fire extinguisher. Or grabbing you, saving you.
You should have.
I should have what?
Grabbed me, touched me. I mean, if that's what you feel, you should go for it. I mean, that's what it's about. Acting on your instincts. Acting is your instincts.
Well, maybe I should sign up for this course. I got a lot of instincts.
You want to keep going?
Yeah.
You're lying.
You pretend to be more than human, but you aren't. No one is.
I pretend to be nothing but what I am. Am I to be punished for that? Your line.
There's no more to be said.
Theo!
Justine! That wasn't real. We were acting.
We're rehearsing Joan of Arc.
She's about to get burned.
I was helping Jade run live.
Theo has great instincts.
I know all about Theo's instincts.
Justine.
Listen, do we have to get all tensed out about this? I mean, I know what's coming. Some big emotional scene. Screaming, crying. Why don't you just go ahead and get it over with? Go on.
Honey, this is not a play. This is real life, and you can get out.
Justine, call me if you need me. Or my cane.
I couldn't even sneak off somewhere.
Justine, it wasn't what it looked like. We were rehearsing Joan of Arc.
I don't remember Joan of Arc kissing anybody. You show me in here where Joan of Arc kisses somebody, then we have no problems.
She was only trying to help me. She was trying to get me to loosen up.
You look loose, all right.
Justine, she was getting me to show my emotions, which I think is very valuable. I do, because the thing is, it helps us too.
Is our relationship in so much trouble that you have to go and practice with somebody else? How could you do it, Theo? How could you do this to me in front of everybody in the whole world?
Justine, I didn't mean to hurt you. Look, can we go someplace else and talk about this?
I don't think so.
Wait, Justine, it was nothing really. It meant nothing to me.
Neither do I.
Justine, it's me, Theo. Listen, please don't hang up.
Oh, just kill him. Who does he think he is?
Vanessa, would you please keep it down? I need some peace and quiet right now.
I will not keep it down. Do you have any idea what happened to me today? I stayed late at school because I had a science club meeting. So when I left, I took a shortcut home. And right there, on Flatbush Avenue, in front of everybody, sitting on a bench with his arm around Kyla Stevens, was my boyfriend. Excuse me, ex-boyfriend, Jeremy the Rat-Nose Wilson.
He was?
So I went up to him, and I said, what are you doing? And he just looked at me and said, well, I was just sitting here with my arm on the bench, and she sat down next to me. Can you believe that? Right there in public with his hands all over some other girl. Would you do that to someone that you cared about? Why would he do that, Theo? Why?
I don't know, Vanessa. But just because he had his arm around another girl doesn't mean he doesn't care about you. You should give him another chance.
That is the same kind of garbage he was trying to lay on me. What is it with you guys? Do you all read from the same book of bull? Jeremy is history. Do you know the sacrifices I made for this guy?
Well, what if he came to you and he confessed that he made a terrible, terrible mistake?
I'd show him the door.
Okay. What if he said he was really, really sorry? And you saw he was in a whole lot of pain.
If I see him again, he will know what pain is.
Big paper due, huh?
Hey, Dad. Yeah. I decided to come down here so Mom wouldn't hear the typing.
That's the kind of thing I love to see. My son's burning the midnight oil, Jack.
I'm writing a poem.
Huh?
To Justine.
Poem? Oh, man.
Dad, I messed up.
Sorry.
Justine saw me kind of kissing another girl in her dormitory lounge. I mean, it wasn't a real kiss. It was an accident. One of those things that just happened.
You were kind of kissing?
Yeah, but it was an accident.
You're talking to me.
There's this theater major. Uh-huh. Name is Jade. And she was over by the candy machine.
And that's when you tripped and your lips fell on her face?
See, one minute I'm helping her rehearse the play, Joan of Arc. Next thing I know, we're kissing. And that's when Justine walked in.
That reminds me of a story.
Oh, boy.
Reminds me of a story. So when I was dating your mother, and we were going very, very steady, and there's some neighbors, I had a job, and I would walk their dogs. And I had this one dog, his name was Abe. A little dog had a beard. That's why they called him Abe. And squirrel came by. Boom! Abe takes off. Leash comes out of my hand. I chase Abe. Abe's chasing this girl through the bushes, under, up in the tree, and all around. I'm going through the bushes. Abe, come back. I lost Abe. I walked through the park looking for Abe. Couldn't find Abe. It started to get dark. I'm getting a little scared. And so I came on back home very, very depressed. And on the porch, almost smiling, was Abe.
What in the world does that have to do with me? I didn't lose my dog. I lost my woman.
Which brings me to the point that had I not found Abe, your mother would have been upset with me because your mother loved to play with Abe.
Thanks, Dad. I'm gonna go back to my poem.
See, I don't think that you want to write poems. Poems is not the way you're going to get your woman back. What you need to do now is go to the next level if you want Justine back.
What's that?
Begging. You need to do some serious begging. And I mean other than the begging you've been doing where you say, Justine, I'm sorry, and Justine, well, it wasn't me that you saw, you know, that kind of thing. You need to do some serious get down underneath. Please, please, please. Then you can go to the next level, which is, just a second, I'll show you what I mean. This is the ultimate level. This one. There you go. Now pay attention to what I'm saying. All right? This is the level you want. That's what you want. The blues. Begging level, my son. Now, listen to me.
Justine.
Listen to me. You're a dog. You're a dog. You're under the house. It's 22 below zero. The wind is blowing fierce. You're freezing and you're cold, and the only person who can open that door for you is Justine. Bam, 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 bam.
Justine.
All right. Now, wait. Come on. Now, we got to just you got to call. You got to hit that big note. Get inside now. Come on now. Pam, paddle, 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 paddle. There you go.
Justine.
You should be good.
Yeah.
You wouldn't talk to me on the phone, so I had to come over.
What, do you need more acting lessons?
No, Dolores.
Justine, do you want me to leave?
No.
Good.
Can I just see you alone for 1 minute?
I don't want to see you at all.
Okay, wait, then take this. It's a poem. You can read it later.
I'm not interested.
Then can I read it to you?
We have to go.
What's a hug to someone who's alone? What's a call that doesn't reach the phone? What's a mystery book without a plot? What's a chili dog without the hot? They're not. They're nothing. And that's just what I've got.
That's right.
Please take me back. Just stay, please. I'll do anything. Please punish me. Just take me back. Dolores, you can't let this happen. We can work this out if Justine would just listen to me, but she won't. Now, she might listen to you.
No, I can't get involved in this, Theo.
Look at the pain I'm in. Now, if you could just get her to give me 1 minute alone, that's all I ask. Please help me. Please. Do I have to beg for you, too?
No, don't be doing that for me. No. I'll ask her.
Okay, thanks. Well, what'd she say?
She says to get rid of you, and that she doesn't want to see you anymore, and that it's over.
No. You gotta go back and talk to her. I'm in pain. Can't you see that I'm in pain?
You're the one in pain? I'm the one in pain. I'm the one with the bad foot. Look, I'm out of here.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
Well, how'd things go with Justine?
Not too well. Listen, I want you to know that what happened between me and you didn't mean anything.
You think it meant something to me?
You kissed me. You mean that didn't mean anything?
That's acting.
Well, it's over.
Whatever you say. Listen, I'm late for class. I gotta go.
Yeah, bye, Jade.
Bye, Leo.
Show was taped before a studio audience.